Live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, this is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast. Now, here's Nick Reed.
Springfield's News Talk, FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. The 2019 Great Escape from Costa Mujeres, Mexico, in the Yucatan Peninsula, TRS Coral Resort, and we are having a fantastic time. Day two into our trip, and let's see, how many Great Escapes have you been on?
Two.
This is the second one. Two Great Escapes. Yeah. I need to turn your mic back on. It. Christy was on it earlier, so I have to turn it down when she's on. She's a little loud, in case you didn't know. Now, you also went, though, on the float trip with us.
Yes.
Not that that's a great escape, but it's still a fun time.
We had a blast.
So tell people about yourself, who you are, what you do, or whatever you want people to know.
I retired from the crazy California scene about 7 years ago. Moved to Springfield area. So we're down in Highlandville. And just kind of enjoying retired life now. I still work a couple days a week at the brewing company up in Springfield. And
Now, where was the first Great Escape that you all went on?
Dominican Republic.
Okay.
Punta Cana.
And clearly you liked it.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing it again.
It was great.
So what do you love about them?
Just get away and forget about everything. Mm-hmm. It's warm. Only, 82 today, but
yeah.
Better than 8.
Yeah. It's a little better than home. Yeah. My mother had sent me a message because, she's with our little one. We've got shifts going on with the parents, and she was talking about the weather. I was like, well, it did rain here a little bit, so it's still really nice,
and
I'd much rather be here.
Oh,
I was trying to
make
her feel a little bit better.
Yeah, we're wet, but we're warm. So.
Now, you like doing the deep sea fishing, but you're not going to be able to do it this year.
Not till I get my shoulder.
What happened?
Back.
I had some surgery.
Yeah, I was at work, and I tore the shoulder. Tore the cartilage in the shoulder, so they've got it fixed. Now all I got to do is get through the rehabilitation.
So you moved from California.
Yes.
What? Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why? I was tired of of the rat race.
How long
out
ago
there.
Did you move from?
Little over seven years ago.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I got tired of the politics when I was younger. I was born and raised out there, and it was a very conservative area. San Diego was at that time.
Yeah.
And the older I got, the worse the liberals took over. And
it's crazy to me. Of course, I recognize that for most people, when you live in a certain area, you become accustomed to things. But so as an outsider, it's just very stark to me. And you see how much worse things continue to get. And it's just, you want to beat your head against the wall, because the same people who create the mess present an option for how to fix it. But it's the same thing that they did before.
Yep.
And it's like, when do you stop doing the same thing over and over again that creates the problem?
Just ruins one city right after another.
I mean, it's just baffling to me.
Yeah. With, San Francisco has always been that liberal.
Right. Hell
bastion, yeah, pretty much. And it's just consistently moved south since then. It's taken over in L.A., and now it's starting to take over in San Diego.
Well, and it isn't just, of course, we hear the headlines about the homelessness in the tent cities and people crapping in streets, but they have created such a massive income gap where you have to make six figures just to survive, and then there's homeless, basically. And these are the people that constantly go rail against conservatives for the income gap, and they demonize wealthy people, and it's like, you everywhere you're in charge, you create these scenarios.
Yeah. When you're having to pay $2,000 a month for a one-bedroom apartment, how do people afford that? Mm. And the wages are better in California, but not that much better, where you can afford stuff like that. Gasoline's $4.50 a gallon. Taxes are double what they are in Missouri.
We had yesterday Norman, he's one of the Great Escape folks with us, and he too moved from California some time ago, and I was relaying to him on air about one of my friends who lived out in LA for a while and got kind of serious with this girl, and she came to visit for it was around Christmas, came with him home, And she just thought everyone in our hometown had to be millionaires. She couldn't believe how people could live in all these houses, these 2,000 square foot homes, and you know they must be millionaires. And no, that's not how it is here.
You can actually be, you know, working for a living and afford to buy a nice house here.
Yeah,
you know, property taxes don't drive you out. Your insurance doesn't drive you out. The costs.
What a horrible thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible. So, yeah, you don't hear a lot of people, unless it's for a very specific reason where they have to leave here to go to California. Most people, when it comes to just wanting better life, you know, they're getting out of those places like Jersey and and California and New York. And
yeah, the weather's all California, to me, has to offer. But the sunshine tax costs you so much, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I'm glad that you all came.
Thanks,
on the
sir.
Second trip. And we still have a long ways to go. We're not even halfway through the week yet.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for coming on.
Right.
And you can come on tomorrow, too, if you want to.
Sounds good.
You just let Sarah know. She's booking everybody.
Okay.
And enjoy the rest of your day as we continue our 2019 Great Escape broadcast. We are very fortunate to have the live broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center in Springfield, serving Springfield since 1979. And obviously, we're not on Facebook Live this week because we're not in studio. Thursday, Matt Canovey will be in studio. Friday, Dr. John Lilly and Tom Martz will be in studio. And then, of course, we'll be back to regular schedule the following week. We've got more coming up. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. Welcome back. This is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed, one of my favorite people that I got to meet last year on the Great Escape, and actually was neighbors with, is Bob George. And I don't know why it is, for whatever reason with you, I can't just say your first name. I have to say your first and your last name. Is that something that people always do with you, or?
Yeah, they always ask, because when they see Robert George, is that your first or your last name?
And
I said, well, I go by both, you know, just call me and I'll be there.
When I lived up in Excelsior Springs, 5th, 6th, 7th grade, 8th grade too, there was a kid in my grade, Grant Kelly. And I remember oftentimes the first day of school during roll call, the teacher would sometimes get it mixed up because he too had two first names.
Right.
So, well, I don't know. It just flows well, like saying Bob George. Now, you said you had a story?
Well, yeah. You know, I'm fortunate enough to live in a community where we have a veterans home in Mount Vernon. I work in Mount Vernon. I used to live there. I grew up in Mount Vernon. But we have a lot of veterans that served in war too, now the Korean War. And it's a facility, if you've never had an opportunity to go, I'd say go adopt a veteran, go to that facility. But I want to tell you a little story that I heard from, turned out to be one of my private practice clients. And Mr. Sharon had came to me for a number of years, and we talked about things, but he never talked about the war, talked about. And so I'm at a Rotary meeting, and one of the people from the veterans home came and got to tell him a story. And it was about two veterans that met in the foyer area. And they said, you know, the veterans don't even like to talk a lot about what happened. Well, Mr. Sharon was one of the people that landed on D-Day at the beaches of Normandy. And he survived that. And as the war progressed, he was working his way through, and he was liberated a prisoner of war camp that were American prisoners. And he was talking about, you know, where he'd been in the service, and this man he was talking to says, well, when did you come through? And Ms. Sharon said, well, it was this and this date. And he says, well, you know, you remind me of the first person I saw that liberated the camp. Mr. Sharon was about 6 foot three.
Okay.
Very big man. And he says, I saw this big man coming through the gates. He was a sergeant, and he says, I ran up and grabbed his hand and shook his hand. And Mr. Sheeran looked, and he says, which camp was that? And he told him, and it was the same camp. Hmm. These two men were both at the veterans' home, had not seen each other since the war, and they're sitting in the lobby talking, and it turns out they both had met in Germany at a prisoner of war.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's some of the stories of people that are living in that community. So
that's an amazing story.
There's also a man that was there that I think was on the Arizona and still had the key to the armaments room, and he dedicated that. I think they have that there at this facility.
But wow, how impressive.
Lots of stories. There's a photographer in our area that's going out and photographing veterans and getting their stories. And that's a history that we're losing because these people are dying quickly.
Yeah.
Mount Vernon is a great community to honor veterans, and they just got through this last weekend. Jerry Burris and a number of people, Daryl Campbell from that area, work really hard to make sure that the veterans aren't forgotten in our community.
I appreciate that story. Yeah. Now, that being said, did you get signed up for the catamaran?
Well, I didn't. Not yet. Are there any openings still?
So here's what I was told, because you went on it last year, but you said you didn't know. You hadn't signed up ahead of time because you weren't sure if your wife was going to want to do it.
Yeah.
But I was told by somebody that you can still sign up if you want to.
Good.
Just talk to Cam. So
right.
I mean, if you don't want to, I don't want to pressure you into doing something you don't want to do. I don't want you to feel peer pressure. But if you do want to, I think that you can still do it.
Good. Well, I wanted to tell everybody, this is a wonderful property. I went on a walkabout yesterday and toured the facilities and saw the boats that you were talking about, the little canals. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
A little word to our, my wife and I were eating breakfast in the room yesterday, and unfortunately we locked ourselves out on the patio. And that's a real good experience when you don't have a phone out there. And we do have a swim-up apartment, but fortunately one of our KSGF friends happened to be in the next room, and we were able to hail them, and they got our room butler. And
that's
we were saved.
Funny. So. I wonder how often that happens. I'm sure you're not the first.
No, I'm happily so. That's a club that I don't want to be the honorary.
Well, I was really, really glad when I found out that you and your wife were coming again, because you were great. We're not neighbors this time, but if we had been, then I guess I would have helped you get back into your room.
Well, I want to thank Cam and all the people at Edelman Traddle, too. This is second year we've come along, and there's James and a few other people that have been on five or six of these trips. And for those listeners out there, if you get a chance, give it a chance. It's a wonderful,
you'll have a wonderful
trip.
And you'll make some fantastic friends as well. Bob George, thank you.
You bet.
I really appreciate it. And we are, of course, doing our show this week, at least today and tomorrow, from Costa Mujeres, Mexico, in the Yucatan Peninsula, TRS Coral Resort. And it is our 2019 Great Escape. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. Welcome back. This is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. Our live broadcast from none other than the 2019 Great Escape, Costa Mujeres, Mexico, in the Yucatan Peninsula at the TRS Corral Beautiful Resorts. Ming Auto Beauty Center sponsoring our live broadcast. And once again, Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate. Norma's ain't bad, but this ain't bad either, is it?
I can't complain. I just had tostadas and guacamole and fruit for breakfast. So,
well, that's certainly nice.
Quite a bit.
So what did you all do yesterday after the show?
Oh, we just stayed by the pool and kind of wandered around the resort, and we had some good weather, so just took it all in and relaxed. So we had a great first day.
So one of the things that you wanted to do as an incredible agent, is give helpful like hacks or tips for people who are looking what to buy or sell homes.
Yes. One of the things right now that I would say, I'm already hearing quite a bit of talk from clients that are wanting to sell their house of, I'm going to wait until spring.
Right.
I'm going to wait after the holidays, wait until spring. And I cannot stress how much of a misconception that is. Spring is busy, but our market right now is still just as busy as it was in spring. We are still in a seller's market with lots of buyers ready to buy that can't find a house mm-hmm. that is right for them. So, you know, although you want to wait until spring, you know, right now your house has never looked better than it does during the holidays. And people are already decorating. They have their trees up. You know, it's very festive. Mm-hmm. So what a great way to showcase your home, but then also kind of play towards those buyers' emotional senses of, oh, this is how our house could look, or we don't like where they put the tree. We could put our mm-hmm. tree over here, you know. So it really kind of helps them see the bigger picture of themselves in that house someday. So, you know, while spring is great, right now is great, though, too. So if you're thinking of selling your house, do not wait. Talk to me. Talk to another agent. Figure out what it's worth and say, oh, well, I didn't realize I could actually sell my house and make that much right now. And another concern that sellers have is, well, I don't want to have to move out on Christmas Eve. There are multiple negotiations with that as well. You don't have to have a 30-day closing. You can close in 45 days or 60 days, just depending on what you and the buyer negotiate. But I've also had several clients that have rented their house back after they've closed.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Yeah, so, for example, one of my clients, they had bought a new house that they were completely renovating, and they sold their house they were living in. Well, they needed 3 months, and they didn't want to have to go into an apartment or an Airbnb. So we negotiated with the buyer who was moving here from out of state. Let us rent it back from you. You know, we'll keep the insurance up. We'll maintain the property just like we are now as the current owners. And that worked out great for them. So they actually got to stay in their home for another 3 months while they finished their other property. So a lot of buyers are open to negotiations like that as well.
Well, and you mentioned getting to or learning how much one's house is worth. And that's that isn't something that you're going to get an accurate answer on when it comes to the internet. And you've talked about before, people, they'll get on one of the sites that does sort of just a drive-through, drive-by estimate, and then they're disappointed because it's not realistic.
Right. And I hear that from several clients that have, you know, Zillow or Realtor.com on their phones, and they say, oh, I look at real estate every day. I know what things are worth. Well, it's true you know what things were listed for, but you don't know what they sold for. Missouri is a non-disclosure state, so that means it is not public record what a house sells for, those final numbers. Only a licensed realtor has access to that information. So that's part of what we take into our research and our presentation, is to not only show you the comparables of homes in your neighborhood or similar homes within your school district, but we show you what the house was listed for and what the public was actually willing to pay for it. So people are quite surprised whenever they see the reality in what Zillow has said it's worth versus the actual price.
Other than that, are there other bits of information that you utilize to formulate that pricing that people don't have access to?
It just, you know, I look at real estate every day, so that's a big part of it. Just being in and out of other homes, seeing different types of finishes. You know, everyone thinks their home is the best, especially when it's time to sell. No one has a house like this. No one has these granite countertops. Well, yeah, they do, your neighbor, and theirs is actually a little better. But, you know, so that's my job, is to kind of play devil's advocate and not give you this blue sky number just so you'll hire me, but I bring you the reality of what your house has that makes it more valuable or just increases the saleability versus what it's lacking or some things that we need to do before the market ever sees your house.
Well, and one of the things I talk about quite often is the stats and the 15 days and what is it, 98% of asking price?
Yeah, the last in the last year, every house that I have listed and sold, if the seller has gone with the price I have told them to list it for, then those houses, yes, have sold on average within 15 days and for 98% of that price. So
Pretty good statistic, but
I work hard for that because I don't ever want to give false hope to a client. Because if I have to then tell you later on we have to lower the price, that means I haven't done my job to my fullest. So I never want to have that discussion.
Well, can we have you for another segment?
Because
I did want to ask a question, even though I'm not like buying or selling, I still find it interesting. like the little things people can do to really increase the likelihood it'll sell, but also people who are buying what they should be aware of,
yes.
things that maybe they don't think of or that people do to stage things that may be hiding something potentially.
Okay. Yeah.
So we'll talk about that with Emily Johnson this morning as we continue on our live broadcast, day two of broadcasting live from Costa Mujeres, Mexico. It is our 2019 Great Escape live broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. Welcome back. This is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. Our live broadcast day two, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center, as we continue broadcasting live from the beautiful beaches of Mexico and the Yucatan Peninsula. It's the Costa Mujeres. That's where we are in Mexico, and the TRS Corral. And I think that's all you need to know. Other than it's just a wonderful, awesome, fantastic place. I wouldn't be good on a Travel Channel show. I just sort of like bullet point things out there. I don't paint a very good picture. Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate, with us. So people oftentimes, let's talk about people who are selling their homes. I find this stuff interesting, even though I'm not selling my home. What it is that people can do that are the simple things that make a house more appealing to a potential buyer.
So what I like to do with my clients is put ourselves in the buyer's shoes. So when I go to meet a client for the first time, I let them give me a tour of their home. Then I say, okay, let's go down to the street. Let's pretend that we're a buyer and just start from the driveway or the sidewalk. And let's make our way up to your front door and look at everything as a buyer would be. And let's notice the dirt around the door, the leaves in the gutters, the gutter that's dripping around the front door. You know, kind of look at all the things that, you know, I think subconsciously are on your to-do list or your honey-do list.
Well, and you stop seeing them.
Yes,
because
exactly.
They're there every day.
Well, and a lot of people don't use their front door. And they come
sure.
in through their garage.
Okay, right.
So the front door is where the buyer is going to come with their agent, and the agent is going to probably for 30 seconds mess with the lockbox.
That's
to get
a really
the key
good point.
Out. So you really have a buyer there on your front porch for a couple minutes.
Looking around.
Judging a book by its cover before they ever even go in the house. Like, are there cracks in the foundation? Is there cobwebs everywhere? Have your kids written on the house with spray paint? I've seen it all. So just really spend time on the front porch because that, you know, is the first place a buyer is going to go. And then walk into the house. If you don't have an agent, I'm happy to help you with this, or you can have a friend. Does your house smell? That's another thing. That is the second sense that a buyer has when they walk through the front door. Does it smell like pets? Dogs, children, dirt, you name it. Everyone's house has a smell, and it doesn't matter how many candles you light or diffusers you have going. If your house has animals or things like that, then we need to consider maybe having the carpets cleaned or just different things like that.
And that's one of those things. I don't know if it's Febreze, but they talk about being nose blind.
It's so true.
You get used to it, just
do.
Like everything else.
Absolutely. And again, that's why it's great to have kind of a third-party person come and tell you what they sense off the bat with your house.
Yeah, so if you go away on vacation and then you come back and you think, I wonder why our house smells, that's how it always smells.
Yes.
You've just been away long enough to have gotten it out of your system.
That's true.
So what should people watch out for? Like if they're looking at a home, the things that maybe they overlook or things that are set up in order to hide something?
Well, hopefully a seller isn't doing something to hide things because that could... Even if you make it till closing and you sell your house and you've been hiding something, you could be open for a lawsuit even after closing. Just because a contract closes and the exchange of property takes place, you could still be part of a large lawsuit if you were hiding something drastic like mold or structural problems. Now, again, it is the buyer's due diligence to have a home inspection or have those specialists, but... I would say just off the bat when a buyer is looking through a home, a lot of times it's weird. You're in someone else's house. Mm-hmm. You don't want to disturb things, but you need to. You need to open all the doors, open all the cabinets, run the faucets. If there is a room with just a rug, no other furniture, that's my first inkling of what's under this rug. Mm-hmm. Roll the rug up if you can. Take a look. Make sure there's no huge scratches or things like that. Pull back the curtains. Make sure there's no broken windows. Because if there are things that you see in the house that are wrong, before you write your offer or your contract, you can ask for those to be repaired as part of your offering price. So if there is a window that's broken and you notice it when you offer, you know, your price for the house that's for sale, say I'll offer you your asking price, but I want the window fixed too. And that can be part of the initial negotiations. And then later on, you also have your home inspection where you get to negotiate further material defects that are found in that place. But don't be shy. You are in this. This is probably the biggest purchase you may be making. So don't just, you know, walk on the pathway of the house, go through every room and open all the doors and cupboards and really get to know the ins and outs of the house.
All right. Good advice. Any one big mistake you see people make?
Things that they know that are wrong from a seller's perspective, not wanting to fix it because they're moving out. Now we've had lots of storms through our area. Mm-hmm. Get your insurance adjuster over there. I have several clients that have been told, will they get a new roof? They don't want to pay their deductible because they're moving. Yeah. You need to get that roof fixed. That is a material defect. No, it does not increase the value of your house because every house has a roof. But it definitely helps the sellability to say that this house is a brand new 30-year architectural shingle roof.
All right, very good. Are you coming back tomorrow?
Yes, okay. Of course.
Fantastic.
I've got lots to talk about.
All right, awesome. You should just have your own show.
As long as you'll have me. Oh, gosh, no. I'm good with these little 7-minute breaks of talking. So.
Well, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a wonderful time, and then we will talk to you tomorrow.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you very much. Emily Johnson Rhodes Real Estate. And, you can go ahead and like her on Facebook, follow her, and communicate with her that way. She'll be back next week. In the meantime, she's here with us on the 2019 Great Escape. Our live broadcast yesterday, today, and tomorrow, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. A thank you to them. Thursday, Matt Canovi will be filling in, and the Lock and Smith Foundation, fellas Tom Martz, Dr. John Lilly, will be in on Friday. I'm Nick Reed. More coming up.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
I'm on vacation every single day because I love my occupation.
Welcome back. This is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed, and welcome to the live broadcast from Costa Mujeres, Mexico, the 2019 Great Escape at TRS Coral Resort. It's Ming Auto Beauty Center sponsoring our live broadcast. So thank you to them in Springfield. And we have with us one of the guests, Ryan. And you actually are also engaged to producer Sarah. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So what's up?
Not much, man.
Are you going to tell us everything about Sarah?
All the embarrassing stuff?
Why don't we just go ahead and spend the next 5.5 minutes making her regret the decision to allow you to come on the show this morning.
All right. That sounds like a great idea.
Now, you actually weren't originally coming along on the trip, were you?
No, I wasn't.
So what happened?
So I got vacation the same week that this started, which was crazy. Mm-hmm. And then Sarah's mom actually had some medical stuff going on.
So she couldn't come.
She couldn't come.
I mean, and this was just, a month and a half ago or so that it came. And I honestly, at first thought, that may be a little too late. But Cam, of course, worked her magic and made it happen. So, boy, that was a good day for you.
Oh, yeah. I got pretty excited.
Did you think she was lying to you when she told you?
Yeah.
Just jerking you around a little bit?
Yep, pretty much. And then, I went to the office and looked at my vacation and literally starts the same day that this
started. Like, your ability to take a week off started the same day as the Great Escape.
Exactly.
Man, what are the odds of that?
It's like one in a million.
Now, have you all ever been on a vacation like this before?
Not at all.
So what do you think?
I like it.
Do you?
It's really nice. Yeah, the weather's nice. The rooms are beautiful. And, the whole resort is really beautiful. I don't know if you got a chance to walk around or anything like that.
I mean, not a tremendous amount. Not as much as some people have.
Yeah. So we went to the village. And then we also got in one of those little ferry boats.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So we talked about this yesterday. For people that don't know, when we first got here, there, through the resort, it's a canal, I suppose, of sorts. And Morgan, my wife, she was saying, oh, that would be so cool. Oh, it was jokingly, like, if they ferried you or taxied you around on boats. And then sure enough, they do.
Yeah.
So where did you go?
We went over to, where did we end up going? Yeah, we went to the family center and then also the like the little strip mall. We went to there.
Oh, okay. What's the family center?
Look, this mic's on too. Okay. Awesome. So, how about that? Okay, so the family center is where the part of the resort where families with children can be.
Okay.
And yeah, it's kind of that area. So we went over there and there's a really beautiful Catholic church and then there's a coffee area. And just a couple of different things, like a jewelry store and whatnot. So, yeah, we went over there. We had dinner in that area.
Yeah, we ate at the buffet.
Yeah. Oh, buffet.
Oh, it was delicious.
Like, they had sushi and everything. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
Yeah, it was really, really good. And then after that, we listened to some live music outside. It was very beautiful. She sang both in Spanish and in English.
Oh, how neat.
Yeah, it was very nice. Then we took a ferry boat back and... then we went and hung out on the beach, so it was a very relaxing, nice
That's
day.
So awesome. How did you guys meet?
It's a really long story, but to sum it up, friends. We've had the same friends basically all of our lives, and we met probably, three and a half years ago now at this point, and it's crazy that we have all of these mutual friends but never met until just then, you know?
Well, when I was telling her some time ago, we were going to be doing the Friday Road Show at Norma's Carriage House. She's like, oh, that's where we went on our first date.
Oh, yeah.
So it really meant a lot to her. She teared up.
We got the...
and then ugly cried. It was really embarrassing.
Did she really?
No.
I told you not to tell anybody.
Well, I tend to do that anyway. So what do you guys have anything? Are you doing the catamaran with us Thursday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we signed up for an excursion yesterday. We're going to go to some of the ruins.
Oh.
And we're doing that on Wednesday.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done that. It's my understanding it involves some walking. And I'm just like, up things. And it's just, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just a thing.
You got to think about, like, we've been on a plane for however many hours. We've been cooped up. It's time to, like, stretch your legs, you know?
That's true. Were you all towards the... oh, yeah, you were behind us.
Yeah.
A little rough coming in.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was funny. Like, she started panicking just a little
I mean, it's...
and it was their first flight, so, I mean, that's understandable.
Okay, well, definitely, yeah. I mean, there's turbulence, but and then there's just... I mean, it wasn't like, oh, my God, we're all going to die.
Oh, yeah.
But it slung, and you're in the back like that, so it really jerked around a bit.
Yeah.
I was glad that we made it. Glad we didn't die.
She rode in a jump plane, one of those little tiny planes outside of Miller.
Oh.
And the door was open. And the seatbelts didn't work. So, I mean, it wasn't technically our worst.
If I can handle
ride.
That, then I can handle a good plane.
I would definitely think so. Awesome. Well, maybe, you said it's tomorrow you're doing the ruins. So we'll be done doing the show. We won't follow up and find out how it was, I guess.
Yeah, sorry. I'll post photos. Then.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, I'm really glad that you got to come along.
Yep.
We get a chance to hang out with you. And I like your shirt. Here comes the rum. I like that. Where'd you get that? Here? Did you get that here?
No, I don't even...
Gordman's.
Yes.
I like it.
Good deals.
Very cool. Yes. Very cool. All right. Thank you very much. Both of you. I appreciate it. As we continue our broadcast this morning, who will we talk to next? I honestly don't know. I just grab random people and put them on the air because I am not a professional. It's our 2019 Great Escape, the live broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. More coming up. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. Welcome back. This is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. It's our 2019 Great Escape live broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. And I'm going to say it right now because I know I'll forget her name. Alejandra Pacheco. Correct? Close enough? All right. Very good. Well, thank you so much. Now, you are the group manager here. What does that mean exactly?
Hi, how are you? This is Alejandra Pacheco, Groups and Convention Manager. Well, I'm so happy to start here today. I have in the hotel 1 year. The hotel opened the last year on November 1st, and I'm so happy because we have been a lot of groups. For example, for automobilistic, pharmaceutical, and right now financial groups.
Oh.
Yes, since 3 people until 500 people, more or less. Yes, the hotel is wonderful, and the complex is so great. In TRS is just for adults, and in Grand Palladium is familiar. It's a familiar area, but in both hotel, it's great for groups. Yeah.
So, somebody talks to you and they've never been somewhere like this before, and they say, "Well, why should I come?" What do you tell them?
Well, this area for Mexico is a new area. Costa Mujeres, I think that have more or less 5 years with other hotels, for example, for the Dreams, and the hotel with 1 year for experience. Well, I think that this a virgin area for the beach, and I recommend a lot of this area. Yes.
Where did you work before you worked here?
In other hotel in Hyatt Regency,
oh, okay.
Mexico City.
Where you're from?
I'm from Mexico City.
You are?
Yeah.
So this was a big move for you.
Yes, it's new for me, but I was the last year, 2 years ago, I was in Mayacoba in Playa del Carmen,
okay.
And here in Costa Mujeres 1 year. But yes, I love Palladium.
Is this your favorite one?
Yes, really.
Why is that?
Yes, because it's an opening, because I love this beach, and because it's a different style of life. It's so different than the Mexico City. Mexico City is so crazy, and here is so relaxing.
What's your favorite part about this particular location?
In this particular location, I think that Gravity
oh, okay.
Skybar.
Right.
Yes, because I think that in the case of the groups, that is my part, I'm in charge of this, it's a big space for groups for cocktails and for dinner. Yes, it's up the stairs in this building, and I like this space.
We actually started yesterday doing the show up there, but then that rain came in.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought, well, we could take cover, but it started blowing, really. We're like, no, we've got to get out of here. But the night before, a lot of us after dinner went up there, and there was live music, and everyone really did like it.
Yes, it's so great because we have a big bar in the middle of the space, and well, sometimes we have music, live music or video projector for different videos for
sure.
Music.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
So do you ever get to like when you're not working, just enjoy here as a guest? Do you ever get to do that here?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes. I have been here one time, and it was wonderful because I enjoy the beach. That is, it's great. It's so clean. It's very important for our tourists that the clean is the clean. So the beach.
So and outside of the Gravity Bar, what should I do? I haven't done much. I mean, I've eaten and then did the show, but what else should I do while I'm here?
Here for the guest?
Yes.
For the different activities?
Yes.
For example, in convention center area, in the plaza, outside convention center, we be able to have different cocktails or parties. For example, on Monday we have the white party for all our guests.
Okay.
This is a very good space. And other good spaces in the theater. In this area, we have been different events for 500 people. Regularly, we use this space for our guests. But in the case of the group, we use this space only for the group,
okay.
For a private event. And
all
this
right.
is he's wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Will you say your name again? Because you say it so much prettier than I do.
Yeah, Alejandra Pacheco.
Yeah, yes. See, that's not at all how it sounds when I say it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so very much. Welcome. And I'm happy for you that you get to work at such a beautiful place. It's wonderful.
Thank you for coming.
Absolutely my pleasure. Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF. Now, while the weather is really, really wonderful here, I know back at home, there's the winter weather is making its way in. And if you haven't already done so, make sure that you get your vehicle into A1 Custom Car Care and have it checked out to make sure that it is ready for that cold winter. And we do all the time. We think about making sure the battery turns over and your hoses and tubes aren't brittle, but alignment is so important, particularly when we're talking about potential slick spots on the road and then having to regain control once you get traction without the proper balance and alignment and tread. You could find yourself in danger. A1 Custom Car Care, Fort and Sunshine, Springfield, Highway 60 Republic, and West Sunset across from Classic Rock Coffee. We're going to continue on this morning, our second day of live broadcast, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center, the 2019 Great Escape. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.